crazy with flows, like it was, I would have gone to the two horses and I would have offered more profits.
Did you by any chance have the time to measure?
No, because the track was really off, so I don't know what the time was. And the charts that I'm using are my own description and the prices. I wasn't here to get the charts 3 or 4 days later. Okay. One race left, and that's, the Belmont race. We were right on time, too. I got to find it. And here it is. The only one we haven't used. Nope, wrong one yet. All right, that means this side of the room did that one. Now, this next race represents one of these bread and butter plays that you get a chance to make all year long. And you know, for the most part, you're going to make them right if you just follow the fundamentals and stay with the method. Now, since you've already handicapped it, we'll get right to it. How about Rather Be Social?
Second line.
What page are we on?
This is the...
45.
This is page 45. Thank you. What about Rather Be Social? All right, now I did not use Rather Be Social. All right, that's dropping in class. But one of the guidelines that I gave you early on is that this is a horse that was never in contention of any call at any time.
How about
pinch back? But let me ask you something about that. How many times have you seen a horse pinch back that then, because it's pinch back, accelerates in the second fraction of the race, or even after they hit the timer? Don't you see that? Don't you want to see a horse make a move after it's been... I'll tell you, you get fooled on this a lot, and you could be right. But me, I insist, the horse left at the gate, stumbled, start, pitch back, shuffle back. Any excuse like that, I expect to see some run from that horse in the race. Now, this horse made none.
They dropped him way down in class.
Sure, probably just because he hurt himself. Al, I'm not saying you're wrong on this. But the last race for me, I've offered some contender guidelines, okay? They're contender guidelines that I play with from January 1st to December 31st all year long. For the most part, they're right. So I don't make a lot of exceptions, and unless I can really convince myself there's a reason to. Had this horse shown speed in that race after it broke, then I would have accepted it. But for the most part, horses that show a running line like you see here do not rebound next time. I said, and the key to that is, for the most part, is what I said, not always. Nothing is always. So if you want to use it, be my guest. I did not use it, and I didn't use it because I'm following the guidelines I gave you. What about Bram Stoker? Why not? Sure. Last race? No reason not to. What about Triple Socks? Well... You could use the second race there, and you could use the splits, but why don't you take a look for a moment at the horse's last three speed ratings? This is something we haven't talked about here or not. Okay, and compared to the speed ratings these other horses normally earn. Is this a slow horse or not? This is a slow horse, isn't it? Yeah. Now, you can put the computer and let it kill him for you, but why bother? I mean, you can just look at that yourself.
Put it back on the same rating. Has to go to the front.
I beg your pardon?
You like to go to the front.
That's so do I. Exactly. I can't finish.
You can't finish.
What about Flipperoo? Let's talk about that one for a minute.
Second value, that's great.
Okay, I don't like Flipperoo, I got to tell you. But I mean, still, if I throw out Rather Be Social because the horse doesn't fit my guidelines, I keep Flipperoo because it does. I can make a discriminatory judgment in a few minutes on that, but it does fit. Oh. It showed decent speed last time out, and I told you don't cut it for a length. All right? At a little bit higher level, the race before that is okay. I know it's a maiden, and I hate those, and you can make that call right now and get rid of it. I'm trying to make it for the class because I know for a fact when everybody walks out of here, for the most part, people are going to keep this horse in. So we'll talk about it. There's no reason not to. I would eliminate it myself in a minute. Yes.
May I make an objection here?
Sure.
I used to play a lot of horses that had maiden lines like that coming into a claiming race. And I decided that I would sit down and I'd go back through all the forms and find out how many horses that came out of a maiden race showed well, won in a claiming race. out of 60 races, I had 9 winners.
Okay.
That took care of that particular situation for me.
I could not agree more. Because my data over a lot more races is at about 7% of these major maiden claimers, which is about what you got there. Come back to win next time. But this horse has an intermediate race in which it did not perform all that badly. See, that's the key. Last, in its last race, I wouldn't have bet stolen money on it, actually, for that same reason you just said that. But now the horse didn't. The horse was not disgraced. Now, I don't like it. I always hesitate. Let's not argue this. Because I'm telling you, I agree with you. In my own handicapping, I dump this horse. But I know for a fact you're not going to. I've seen you. I know you too well. And that doesn't mean all of you. But as a group, I know you too well. You're going to do this. You have to realize how to handle it. It would be the race before, and it does fit the guidelines. The problem with it, of course, is, but I'm going to tell you never to do that, because certainly I'm going to get some letters on that. But the problem is that the maiden claiming races, when they win them, they almost never repeat them at any point in their career. But I'm asking you to believe me on that, but a lot of you just are not. Because I've seen you handicap individually too many times. But they don't. What about Express and Lose?
Exactly.
Last Ryan, right? What about Brittany Aaron? So not a lot of reason to take it, is it? What about Victoria Place? You want it? I threw it out. I got 4 horses in the computer when I put it out. Rather Be Social, Bram Stoker, Flipperoo, and Expressive Lose. Now, if anybody's tempted to think that if Victoria Place ran kind of fast on the fractions last time, for one thing, you got to remember that Belmont gets faster as it gets sloppy, not slower like a lot of tracks. Otherwise, you're into the Finger Lakes races. And that's County Eddie versus Santa Anita again. Now, this was not quite as cut and dry because you've got to deal with some of these horses. Let's go. I only have 4 horses in the computer. If you have one more, be my guest. What?
I thought you said you threw out
Rather Be Social.
Rather Be Social. I did. Oh, I'm sorry.
We got 3 then, right?
Oh, no. Okay. Let me tell you what I did do. I did, when I did this race, I only had 3 horses in it. I went back and I added Rather Be Social for the 4th horse. And I did use the second race back, the one everybody wanted me to use. And you'll see it up here, and I did completely forget that I did it for that reason, so that we would have more than 3. Are you up? Well, the horses are Rather Be Social, the one everybody wanted, Bram Stoker, Flipperoo, and Expressive Lose. With what I mentioned before, but I just want to make that point one more time. If you're betting horses out of maiden claiming races or reaching back to get the maiden claiming race when they're running later, you're going to be wrong probably 80% of the time on it. They just don't repeat those races. For one thing, they never get a field as soft as they have when they run those races. Here we go. Hit the automatic projector. Yes. Okay, so they project fairly close. Let me ask everyone a question in here. How does Belmont normally play?
Sustained,
doesn't it? Okay, I just want that up front, because that's what we'll kind of look at in here in terms of the racetrack. Go ahead. Hit 5. It's variegated sustained also. So you not only have to know how the track plays, the computer's also telling you it's probably sustained. Who's the top sustained horse? Okay, let me ask you a question about that. Is it strongly the top sustained horse? It really is, isn't it? Who's the second one? Graham. Who's the third one? The maiden climbing horse, Flipperoo, right? Go to the early, which is not as important. Rather, Graham, Flipperoo. This time Express doesn't come up as strongly. That's if the track or the race goes early. Go on to Thorough Mission. Mark, I love the beginning. Isn't that great? Isn't that great?
It's
one of the reasons I kept this rule, because I kind of forced the sixth race here. All right, go on to the next grade. Keep going. All right. Who's the number one sustained pace horse? Bram. Number two is Express. Who's the number one hidden energy horse?
Bram.
All right, now, the thing about Express, remember, hidden energy is a combination of the second and third fractions. So this horse, if this horse runs true to form, it gets into gear in the second fraction and keeps right on sustaining.
Lift the screen a little.
Spencer?
Stand up.
Okay. There it is. All right. You want to keep going? Par XS. The sustained racetrack. All right. Now, remember, this is all close in terms of thermation, right? But there is a bias normally working there towards sustain. One horse completely dominates sustain. And I'm just suggesting, if you have the data and the records to interpret these things, as close as thermation was, there is a play here, isn't there? Folks?
Yes.
I mean, who would you play on a sustained track? You want to play the horse that has too much early speed or the one that has all the early late speed? Yeah, I would too. I mean, I did. This isn't a barn burger. This one's going to pay $8. But it's going to win. And it's going to win by pressing the pace, hooking the leader at the eighth pole and drawing off. And that's Express the Blues, or Express whatever it is. Go on to the next screen. And to the next one. And to the next one. And so on. Let me have a light. One of the horses that got bet in here strongly was Rather Be Social. And Rather Be Social ran about the way you would expect him to run off of his last race. Bram Stoker, forgetting the maiden claimer, which was High Flipperoo or Flipperoo, Flipperoo ran back to his race with winners. He did not run back to the maiden claiming race, and he was off the board. But the horse who ran third in here is Bram Stoker. And Bram Stoker lost the photo at the last second to Brittany Aaron, who just came running along. Or I guess Brittany Aaron was up front. But Bram Stoker led the race, and then he lost the place in the last 20 or 30 feet. But Express of Blues was a winner almost from the time they opened the gate. He just sat on him and drew away at the end. Some of the points that I've made, I just hope you carry away with you, because it's a, yes. $8.20. But it paid a good place price. It paid $5. So it paid very well. And of the horses that were in this field, and when you decide to make your bets, just remember all of the questions you had to yourself as you handicapped the race. One of the questions you had was Rather Be Social, or you should have. That last race, what it really means in that horse's performance cycle. And it really meant exactly what it showed. What the maiden claiming win on Flipperoo, whether they repeat those. It did not. So the only horse that was pure and clear that still had the good rating was Express the Blues, because of that sustained rating on a sustained track. Well, Bram Stoker wasn't a sustained horse, but I'm saying Bram Stoker was also free of questions. So guess what my Quinella was? It was Bram Stoker and Express the Blues. So the win bet on Express the Blues, so I lose the Quinella. But for that very reason, as far as I'm concerned, the other ones are too many qualifications on them. You had to make too many exceptions to get them into the computer. But Express the Blues is free and clear. It's his last race. There's no reason to think other than that one. And the same way with Bram Stoker. But one of those two is better than the other. But you're right, Bram Stoker is the other one that's free and clear without any questions. Yes?
I just manually adjust it, and Express comes up on top.
Good. Okay.
What happens when you take the one horse
number one horse out.
Doesn't change anything. It's still a close stationary because I didn't have it. Originally, I didn't have it in. That's why I said, hey, well, I can put it in.
Why wouldn't you box it then?
I did box.
Oh, I thought you said you lost.
No, Brittany Aaron ran second.
Oh.
Yeah, I did box him. I mean, Cornell is a box. But I bet to win on the right horse, fortunately, because it's just kind of dominant. You know, when anytime you're getting ready to bet, when, especially if you're trying to size your bet, right? Is this a lot of money or I'm going to bet a little money in here? Just make sure that you're standing on solid ground and not quicksand. You know, you look at a horse and say, God, this is a top horse. Except, like, you know, you look at it and say, God, I ignored five bad races to go back and get there. Maybe it's not quite as solid as it looks. Just make sure you distinguish those things. There's no reason to think anything other than what you got with Express the Blues. Okay. I'm supposed to get the mic out. Go ahead.
Yeah. The guideline on the horse that's dropping down, is it the second call or first call?
Second call. Second call. You can excuse that sometimes for a first call close-up if they don't just collapse into the second call. Okay? But if they collapse between the first and the second call, forget that part of it. But you want them up close at some point in the race, especially the second call. You can be a little more flexible on the dropper. But even though he's pinched back, he doesn't show any run at all in there. None at all. So you have to be a little concerned about that, because even some of the worst horses that get left will show that run in the race, and you say, God, I know he won't keep going because he's making a run now. That's a horse that's so reasonably fit. So I just be careful with that. That's all. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Works all right, don't it?
Yeah, good job.
Bob, what's the program is that?
Ask Jimmy, because I don't know. I'm just using it. I really don't.
Jimmy, what program is that?
That is the super matchup with Thurmation.
It
is, Jimmy. You need the mic. They can't hear you back.
Super matchup with Thurmation. Can't hear?
I don't.
I'm wrong.
Thank you.